Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The Christian life begins, as most people know, with baptism. And, as everyone knows, baptism is performed with water. But why water? Because water is the symbol of cleaning, of washing. That's what the word baptism means. It means washing. This is the main thing that needs to happen. This is how we are to be saved, by being made pure, being made clean. But here's a question. What's so great about purity? What's so great about cleanliness? Why do we need to be clean? Why do we need to be pure? Why is baptism necessary, so necessary, that Jesus tells Nicodemus that without it, we can't enter the kingdom of heaven? Here's why. Because without purity, without being made clean, we can't be made beautiful. We can't function right. We can't be happy. See, filth gets in the way of all that, which is why we have to be cleansed from our spiritual filth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
On August 2nd, 1981, it is reported that Mary appeared at the regular time in Medjugorje. She said, "All of you together go to the meadow at Gwomno. A great struggle is about to unfold, a struggle between my son and Satan. Human souls are at stake." Some of the people had asked if they could touch Our Lady when she appeared. And when we presented their request, the visionary stated, she said that whoever wanted could approach her. So one by one, the visionaries took their hands and guided them to touch Our Lady's dress. The experience was strange for the visionaries. It was difficult for them to comprehend that only they could see Our Lady. And from their perspective, guiding people to touch her was like leading the blind. The reaction of the people was lovely, especially the children. It seemed that most felt something, even. A few reported a sensation like electricity, and others were overcome with emotion. But as more people touched Our Lady, the visionaries noticed black spots forming on Our Lady's dress, and the spots congealed into a large coal-colored stain. And the visionaries cried at the sight of it. "Her dress," they yelled. "The stains," said Our Lady, "represented sins that had never been confessed." Then Our Lady suddenly vanished, and after praying for a while, they all stood in the darkness, and the visionaries told the people what they saw. And the people were nearly as upset as the visionaries. And someone suggested that everyone there should go to confession, and the next day, they inundated the priests. See, baptism cleanses us from the stain of original sin. And because of baptism, God enters our soul to live there. That's why on the day of our baptism, we're given a white robe to symbolize the beauty of a clear, clean soul that results from Jesus dwelling in us. But then it's our job to keep our soul clean. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Dirt doesn't just obscure beauty. It also interferes with things working the way they're supposed to work. It destroys a thing's function. Put a lot of dirt in your water and see how that interferes with the water's quenching function. Put a lot of dirt in your lawnmower's gasoline and see how that interferes with your lawnmower. Put a lot of dirt in your eyes. See how that interferes with your ability to see. And then you'll understand why the Lord said, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." Because if you dirty your soul, it just won't work right. pollute your mind with conspiracy theories and apocalyptic predictions, or with identity politics and gender ideology, and your mind won't work right. Pollute your imagination with violent and pornographic images, and your imagination will start malfunctioning and eventually become a chaotic warehouse of disorder. Pollute your speech with gossip and blasphemy and vulgarity, and pretty soon you won't be able to communicate anything but filth. And pollute your emotions with anger, resentment, envy, ambition, and you won't ever know peace. We have to get the dirt out of the gears of our human nature so that it'll run smoothly. And that's what baptism offers, a well-oiled machine of clarity and love and strength. And that's what it means to be clean. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Dirt also gets in the way of delight. Try eating a spoonful of dirt before you have a bite of your favorite food and see how much you enjoy it. Try mixing your favorite drink with equal parts of dirt and see what it does to the experience. See, sin ruins all our enjoyment of everything. Envy means we can't delight in the good of another person. Unnatural desires mean we can't delight in natural goods. Vanity means we can't delight in our own good because we're worried about what other people think. And ambition means we can't appreciate what's right here, right now, because we're always consumed by the next win. Excess means we eat or drink ourselves sick and unhealthy. Do you see that sin? It's a drag. As C.S. Lewis says, every real pleasure comes from God. Satan promises us pleasure, but does everything he can to keep us from actually delighting in it. Only if the Lord cleans us and keeps us clean will we be happy in this life or the next. And that's the happiness we've been offered in baptism. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The Holy Spirit is the one who does this work of cleansing. Jesus describes baptism as being born again by water and the Holy Spirit. What water does physically, the Holy Spirit does spiritually. Water gets the mud off our faces and clothes so they can look beautiful again. Water cleans our eyes so that we can see. Washes our teeth so they can be strong, cleanses our palate so we can enjoy the goodness of food and drink. Beauty, function, and delight, these are the work of the Holy Spirit. Think how beautiful the Holy Spirit must be, all the beauty of the created world, all the beauty of the saints, all the beauty of Our Lady. That's all the Holy Spirit's beauty. How good it will be to finally see the Holy Spirit one day. Think of the perfect plans of providence, the intricate function of the laws of nature, the patterns of every individual story, the design of the human body and soul. That's all the work of the Holy Spirit. How good it will be to fully appreciate everything the Spirit has done. And think of the pure joy of the Holy Spirit, the great artist of God, the artist of holiness and goodness and happiness. How good it will be to enter into the happiness of the Spirit in heaven. The purity of baptism, of the Christian life, is a share in the purity of the Spirit. And Jesus says that we must be innocent as doves, as the dove in whose form the Holy Spirit appeared. Holy Spirit, keep us pure. Keep us beautiful and fully functional and very, very happy. Keep our baptismal garments clean that we may wear them in your presence forever. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what did you think about that experience of those, of the visionaries and those people who wanted to touch Our Lady at that apparition?
It's kind of a, I feel a bit torn about it, because on one side, that's so exciting. I'm trying to imagine myself in that situation and like the eagerness to go and experience Our Lady like that. And then also, I don't know what my own stains would look like.
Yeah. Yeah, if I had the chance to touch Our Lady, I would fall at her feet and wrap my arms around her legs and hold her so tight. But I'm very full of sin. And she wants her children all cleaned up. And this is why she... Don't you think this is why, since Fatima, she has said, I really want you to go to confession once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want you clean and fully functioning.
She really is just a mother.
Yeah.
But I mean, like little kids were like, I don't see why I need to go wash my hands after playing in the dirt all day.
Yeah, why do I need to take a bath? Yeah.
Because we cannot smell ourselves.
Wow. You know, that's an amazing statement, because Catherine of Siena had the gift / curse of being able to smell sin. And she was really a political ambassador, because there were all these warring kingdoms and factions, and the Vatican was involved, and the Pope was in France, and so she always had to go there, and she could literally smell the grave mortal sin, like the stench of death.
That's terrible.
In fact, there was one woman who was basically a mistress of of someone in the court there, and she couldn't stand to even be in the room with her because of the mortal sin of adultery.
That does open your eyes a lot. Oh
Yeah,
my gosh.
we can't smell ourselves.
So it's better to just wash up.
I had the funniest experience one time where a friend of mine went to, I'm not going to name what country, it was an Eastern Bloc country in the early 90s to teach English for a year. And I went to pick him up from the airport, and I guess it was culturally, they just didn't wear deodorant. And I had to make him roll down the window. We had to roll down the windows of the car to drive back from the airport. It
Yeah,
was
that's
so
fair.
bad. It,
That's fair.
he couldn't smell himself. This is how our sin is. And you know what's crazy is we can't smell our own sin, but everyone around us can see it.
That's why we have to be more honest with our friends and family, more spiritually hygienic with ourselves. We have to take it seriously because I think it's everyone's greatest fear that they secretly smell and no one's telling them. You know? That is always my greatest fear.
But you know, it's so, I mean, it makes so much sense. We bathe regularly. We need sorry, confession has always been called the second baptism. And we need this second baptism. We need it every month. Our Lady keeps telling us all the problems in the world could be solved if everyone would just go to confession once a month.
And I'm really struck, like stuck on that line that I've never fully understood. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we're so blinded because we haven't cleaned ourselves up that we're missing out on the greatest part of this life.
Yeah, totally. And
We're
it's,
blinding ourselves to it.
yeah, God's not hiding from us. We've blinded ourselves. Cardinal von Balthasar had a stunning statement. He said, "Sin diminishes sight." But it's so, Jesus provides us such an easy solution. Just go to confession once a month. And you know the other thing I was thinking about? You know what priests really love?
What?
You know what fishermen really love? Do fishermen love catching little bitty fishes?
No.
What are they like?
They like a big catch.
They like a big
They
fish,
like a difficult
a
catch.
difficult big fish. I think priests are really bored with the little
Don't
sins.
know if bored is the right word for
No,
it.
they're
But
definitely
you don't
bored.
feel if you become a doctor to save lives and every day people come in and say, "I got a rash." You'd be a little upset. You'd be like, "I don't feel like I'm actually helping anyone."
If you come in and
Or if you see someone all the time where you're like, "Ah, I see this terrible disease you have and I could fix it." And they're like, "I don't want you to. I don't want you to." No, you're really happy when, "Oh my gosh, we've diagnosed you with this, but we've caught it early and there's something that can be done and you will be okay." That's what a
yeah.
doctor wants, and that's what priests want.
Well, a priest wants to catch a big fish. He wants to help somebody with big sins. A priest wants to help somebody with big sins.
It's what they're there for.
Yeah, so don't let your big sins out of embarrassment keep you away.
It kind of reminds me of that. It's become a sort of cliche scene in a lot of action films where they have to go through a checkpoint where they have to take off all their weapons, and there's always one character who's got. First, they drop off like a tiny knife and they're like, "No, come on, give me the rest." And they pull out like a slightly bigger knife and they're like, "Come on." And then they pull out huge sword and like an axe and three guns and then just more and more and more. You gotta be like that. "Okay, what are your sins?" "Well, I could have been a little better." "Oh, come on, give me your real sin."
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Unload it. This is your moment. Before we go, I do want to just remind people once again, if you're a young adult in the KC area and you're looking for a rosary group, we want to kick one off. So ages 20 to 30, available first Tuesdays. Fill out the form in the link and on our website.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.